Hi everyone, this is Jean-Noël from Immersive Storytelling, and today we're going to talk about a crucial field, which is interactive storytelling. We hear more and more about interactive storytelling, yet it's complicated to find a precise definition. Multiple ones can be found relative to the field you're in. There is not a true one, but rather multiple levels of definition. For those of you already in the field and watching this video, please keep in mind that I deliberately put aside certain aspects of the field for the sake of simplification and conciseness. If there is one work of pop culture which puts the spotlight on interactive storytelling, it's the TV show Westworld, adapted from the movie of the same name released in 1973. Westworld is a huge theme park in which customers come to live a story in which they are the heroes. The park has its own narrative arc, and the humanoid robots living there each have a different personality and implication in different story arc. The robot's artificial intelligence and the park system are crafted so the players have a total freedom. The story adapts itself, reacting to their actions with a global reset every 24 hours, notably to reintroduce dead characters. The TV show sometimes gives us a glimpse of the control panels and tools the park writers and game masters use, and that's quite the dream. For instance, we can see the personality of one robot being altered thanks to a single finger swipe inside a user interface nonetheless complex and complete. What you see in Westworld is interactive storytelling in all its glory. In the real world, interactive storytelling does not exist in such an advanced form. On a consumer product standpoint, we can consider that there is a kind of interactive storytelling in multiple media. In video games, for instance, the player is active, and in some video games, how the story unfolds is influenced by the player's actions. The Witcher 3 is a good example of this. Your actions and choices will influence the story all along your quest, and two different players won't necessarily have the same ending. Some video games are centered around this principle of choice, like the Life is Strange series or the Telltale games. Another medium is film or TV show. For instance, Bandersnatch recently released on Netflix. In Bandersnatch, you will regularly have to choose between two options in a limited time. According to the option you chose, a different part of the movie is played. Actually, if we take a look under the hood, in the end, all these experiences rely on one and the same principle. The principle of the Live Your Own Adventure book, which is a non-technological version of interactive storytelling. Bandersnatch, Telltale Games, or Life is Strange are all rather literal adaptations of the principle in their respective media, where the user will select from a list through an interface which choice she wants to make when she is asked. The Witcher 3 will decorate this principle by offering a larger interaction palette to the players, which allows her to indirectly impose her choices to the world, being through dialogues or fights. However, behind all this, it is still a set of possibilities predefined by an author and this famous Live Your Own Adventure principle. Another non-technological vision of interactive storytelling is pen and paper role-playing game. A game master will tell a story to a group of players who will be able to choose which actions they wish to accomplish in order to progress in their adventure. The game master will then have to adapt the unfolding of the story according to the player's actions and choices. Some game masters don't like to deviate from the stories they have already planned, when others crave to be surprised by the players. In the end, it is this conflict which is in the heart of interactive storytelling, the conflict between author control and user agency. It naturally leads me to the research field of interactive storytelling, which revolves around this main question: what place should be given to authorial control, and what place should be given to user agency? There are other questions, such as the one about the tools needed by the authors, who, like in Westworld, begin to tell stories in a completely new way. Besides, can we still speak about the activity of telling a story? These are not only technical questions. It's also a question of how you approach writing and of the vision of what makes a story. Some talk about screenwriting 2.0, where the story is written hand in hand with the user and, I would add, with the machine. That's why, as with virtual reality, interactive storytelling is a mix of disciplines. Let's briefly talk about a few having a major place in the field. Artificial intelligence looks into, amongst other things, the generation of stories and the control of their unfolding according to users' action. Narrative theory, which is all about exploring the structures of story and suggests models we can then use. Cognitive psychology and neuroscience create cognitive models which can be used for the modeling of the characters of the story, like in Westworld, in order to give them a personality and emergent behavior. They are also used to analyze users' behavior to predict her actions and trigger situations fitting her interests. Of course, this is not a walled garden, and interactive storytelling will use all these fields to build new systems and models, in order to get, each day, closer to Westworld. Thanks for watching, and if you liked it, don't forget to subscribe.